You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. I just want to say how thankful I am, how grateful I am that you support the different topics that I discuss, that you support my talk show, and really are enjoying the information that I provide, the people that I interview, the amazing minds that come and share their knowledge and their expertise with you. And so I just want to say thank you to those of you who have emailed me and reached out to me and let me know that you're listening. I appreciate you and I thank you. I always start off with saying that today is a good day. And I believe today is a good day because we are alive, we are breathing, and we have another opportunity to create the life that we want, the life that makes us happy, and the life that we are so deserving and worthy of living. And I want everyone out there to know you are enough. You are worthy and deserving of all the good that comes to you. If you don't know, I am a psychologist by practice. I have been practicing for over 23 years in the field of mental health. I also am a medical consultant with the Social Security Administration for Disability here in Illinois. You know that I have this weekly talk show called Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I also do coaching. And if you're interested in coaching with me, please go to my website. It's healthyminds.expert. Healthy Minds Expert, because I really am an expert and a master when it comes to helping to develop a healthy mind, a healthy mindset. And that's what I want to talk with you about today, really beginning to take back control and take power over your mind so that you choose how you want to live, how you want to experience yourself, how you want to feel, and really what your predominant mindset is going to be. I also talk about the benefits of CBD. CBD is really an amazing plant, an oil that comes from the hemp plant. And a lot of people don't know about CBD because they get it confused with marijuana. And the plant is the cannabis plant, but there are two kind of sisters, if you will. There's the species marijuana, and then there is the species of hemp. And it's the hemp plant that the CBD oil is derived from, because the hemp plant has less than 0.3% THC. Okay, it has a very high content of CBD, but very low content of THC. So it doesn't get you high. There are no psychoactive properties in it. And so you're getting purely the medicinal healing properties of the hemp plant. That's where the cannabidiol CBD is really being able to affect our bodies. Because I don't know if you know this, but our bodies and every human being has an endocannabinoid system. It is a system in our body that is natural, and its job is to maintain the homeostasis within our body. And so it helps to regulate our sleep, our weight, our blood pressure, our blood sugar, our heart rates, our moods. There is a regulatory system, the endocannabinoid system, that helps us and our bodies maintain homeostasis. And so when we take CBD on a daily basis, it facilitates the serotonin. It facilitates the balance in our mood. It facilitates the inflammation so that we're not experiencing the chronic pain. It facilitates our weight, our sleep cycles, so we're able to get restorative sleep. And so the more and more people are opening up to the idea of a holistic plant-based alternative to really beginning to tackle some of these symptoms that we're dealing with, the anxiety symptoms, the depression symptoms, the lack of focus, lack of motivation, the sleep issues that people are having, the chronic pain issues that people are experiencing. You don't need to be experiencing these symptoms when there's something that's natural, organic, that our bodies create naturally because of our endocannabinoid system. If you take CBD daily, trust and believe you will feel a relief. I am an advocate and daily user of CBD. I recommend it to all my patients, my family, my friends, because I know that it works. I am a testament. I have testimonials from all of my patients who use it on a regular daily basis. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't, please give CBD a try. My website is hemphappier.com, HEMPHAPPIER. It is a game changer, a life changer. And again, it's natural. It comes from the hemp plant and it has medicinal properties. So if you have any questions, reach out to me. You can always send me an email. My website is healthy, HEALTY, minds, MINDS, dot expert. So I'm going to talk today about really mental health and wellness, because I really think that we need to eradicate the stigma of mental health. And the way that I believe we need to do that is to begin to normalize the idea of mental health. And so my statement that I use often is mental health is human health. You can't separate mental health and human health. As human beings, we experience stress, anxiety, depression, trauma, life changes, and life challenges. And so we all, at some point in our life, will experience a challenge with our mental health just because we're humans, right? And we're not perfect. And we're going through this journey and progression of a learning called life. And so it is the severity and the chronicity of your symptoms and your ability to function in your daily life that really determines the type of care you need. From just support from your friends and loved ones to really reaching out to experts and professionals to get the help that you need. But at the end of the day, I want you to know that you are worthy. You are worthy, you are enough, and you are not alone. We are here to help you. in taking care of yourself is mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually essential to living a healthy and happy life. I'm going to give you some quick facts on mental health. Did you know one in every five Americans struggle with mental health conditions each year? 8 million Americans who have serious mental illness don't receive adequate treatment. And about 20% of the population suffers from some form of anxiety. So you are not alone. We all deal with mental health issues like anxiety and depression and sleep difficulty. And more pharmacists, physicians, psychiatrists are prescribing CBD to help, okay? And so people always say, you know, well, mental health, that's really not for me. That's for other people. I don't need mental health service, or I don't need to see a therapist. And so I often say, you know, mental health is for everyone. Mental health is for people who are going through life changes throughout our lifespan, through childhood, adolescence, adults, aging, loss, transitions, trauma. Mental health is for you. Mental health is for people that need a healthy outlet to share their thoughts and feelings, to grow and learn, to work through their situations with support. Mental health is useful for problem solving. Just by obtaining objective perspective, right? A professional opinion, learning to cope, learning the coping skills you need, learning healthy ways to manage your emotions and get the support in caring for yourself. Mental health is for you. Mental health is for individuals with the courage and motivation for change and personal growth. So if you have the courage and you really are ready to change and grow in your self-development, mental health is for you. Mental health is about developing a confidential relationship that is non-judgmental, improving your relationship with yourself and with others. Because as you begin to heal and love and value yourself, it changes your relationships. It's a natural progression. And so if you are in those categories, which I know I am, and most of us are in, then mental health is for you. Again, mental health is human health. And so how do you access mental health? You can go through an employee assistance program, an EAP. You can call your insurance and let them know you want to see a mental health provider or behavioral health provider. You can seek it out through private insurance. If it's someone in school age, you can seek it out through a social worker in the school setting. Or you can call a toll-free hotline support number. It's 1-800-784-2433. Again, there's many ways of getting the help that you need. A lot of people don't know this, but 90%, 90 to 95%, I would say, of physical ailments are stress-induced. So hypertension, heart attacks, ulcers, chronic pain, anxiety, depression, insomnia, and so on, are stress-induced. 90 to 95% of physical ailments are stress-induced. That means that when our bodies are under prolonged stress, it suppresses our immune system and it weakens our body's natural ability to heal itself. CBD is an effective way to reduce stress. Why? Because our endocannabinoid system has receptors in the central nervous system, throughout our bodies, the immune system, right? And it helps calm the stress response of our bodies. And so I always tell people, CBD helps if you're suffering from depression. It shows that the serotonin production in our body stabilizes to keep us more calm and healthy in managing how we're feeling. It also helps with anxiety. It reduces that social anxiety, right? The fear response, our memory, our emotions that are triggered in the limbic system, it helps to calm that. And so again, I cannot say how much really CBD makes a difference in helping to manage some of the symptoms of anxiety and depression and insomnia that will just help you calm so that you can focus on healing and changing. Because that's really what mental health and human health is about. It is about us changing and learning about our limiting beliefs so that we can create beliefs that support who we really are, our authentic selves, who we want to be. Okay. And so we have to start, when you're talking about changing, you have to start with your limiting beliefs. And some of the limiting beliefs for depression are, I am not enough. I am not worthy. I hate myself. Life sucks. There's nothing I can do. I won't ever change. I can't do anything right. No one likes me. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. Things will never change. These are just some of the more common limiting beliefs for people who suffer with depression. Some of the limiting beliefs for people who suffer with anxiety might be something bad is going to happen. People are out to get me. What if? They create the worst case scenarios when they start with what if? What if I can't do this? What will happen if? I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to be left alone. I'm out of control. I will never be able to. What if I make a mistake? Right? These are just some of the more common limiting beliefs for people with anxiety. And so really, change begins with identifying what are your limiting beliefs? How are your beliefs and what you tell yourself and how you speak to yourself limiting your growth, limiting your opportunities and your possibilities and your life experiences? And a lot of people don't know this, but we have the power to change ourselves. We have the power to change what we think, how we feel, and how we act. No one else can change us but us. And we cannot change anyone else but ourselves. And so really get open to the idea that the only person you can change is yourself. And you absolutely, positively have the power to change. You choose what you think, how you feel, and how you act, what behaviors you choose, okay? And you have to choose words to speak to yourself that are healthy, that are in line with feeling the emotions that you want to experience and the outcome that you want to have. And so I've come up with this acronym. The acronym is RICH, R-I-C-H. Because when you begin to change and you feel rich, you feel abundant, you feel prosperous, you feel grateful, it's because you are recognizing your limiting beliefs. You're identifying the pattern that shows up in your life because of them. You're changing those beliefs and you're beginning to heal yourself. And so that's the acronym, RICH. I'm going to go through it. So RICH starts with recognizing. Recognizing your limiting beliefs by becoming aware of your unhealthy self-talk, unhealthy way of thinking, unhealthy emotions that you typically feel, unhealthy behavior patterns, and unhealthy beliefs. And the one thing that my listeners asked me to do is to talk a little bit about our conscious and our subconscious mind. And so really, when we talk about limiting beliefs, oftentimes we aren't even aware of them, because in our subconscious mind, it's controlling 90%. Our conscious mind really only controls 10%. Okay. Our subconscious mind controls our beliefs, our emotions, our habits, our values, our reactions, our imagination. And so oftentimes we're on what I call automatic pilot. Automatic pilot is our beliefs and what we think is so ingrained in who we are that it is running a program without our awareness, without our conscious awareness. And so the best way to begin to really bring to awareness, bring to your conscious mind, is to begin to pay attention to how you talk to yourself, pay attention to the predominant thoughts that you focus on throughout your day, pay attention to what shows up in your life and how you experience yourself. If you're making those same mistakes over and over, then you know there's an unconscious or subconscious limiting belief that's playing out that you're not aware of. Or if you have the same type of emotional response, start paying attention to what is the thought underneath that emotion. What is the thought that triggers and stirs that emotion to show up every time? Okay. So really recognizing and becoming aware of your automatic subconscious programming. Once you recognize it, you've got to identify it. Identifying really that belief that I'm not good enough, the belief that I can't do something, the belief that no one will respond positively, no one will like it. And then we go into changing it. So you've recognized it. That's the R in rich. You're identifying it by paying attention to the words you use, the pattern of thinking, your predominant mood. When you wake up every day and you're in a bad mood, it's because that automatic subconscious program is in operation and you've got to check it. Change. Changing your limiting beliefs really begins by challenging the old beliefs. Why do you even believe what you believe? Is there factual evidence to it? Or did you just believe what your parents told you or what other people told you that were their limiting beliefs? Okay. And changing and challenging is about deciding what do you want to believe? So if you're not going to believe these old beliefs, then what are going to be your new beliefs? And one of the best ways to change your subconscious mind is to begin to tell yourself out loud what you want to believe and do it every single day. Because our subconscious mind loves repetition. It loves what is familiar. It loves routine and habit. And so it is operating from the old belief system, the old programming. And when you want to create new programming, new ways of thinking about yourself, new ways of feeling about yourself, new actions and behaviors to your daily practice, then you have to be consistent. Change occurs over time with consistency. That means doing something small every day and doing it consistently. Over time, you will change. Because the subconscious doesn't make a decision as to whether it's good for you or bad for you. whether it's healthy for you or not healthy for you, whether it's right or wrong. You see, the subconscious doesn't care. Its job is to do what you tell it to do. It's to believe what you tell it to believe. It's to behave and create the habit and the practice of what you are speaking and what you are thinking in the images that you play over and over in your mind. And so it is up to you. You have the power. You are in control of creating a different habit, creating a different familiar pattern by doing something different every day, speaking something different every day, practicing in a different way, affirming that you are enough every day. And so I just want you to be clear that change occurs over time by doing on a daily basis something different. Do, speak, feel, visualize something different, a different experience of yourself. And so if you're feeling like you're not enough and you want to move towards I am enough, then every day speak aloud, I am enough. Every day write, I am enough. Every day put up around your house, I am enough. Because that will become your new familiar, your new habit. And once it sets in and it's ingrained, because repetition builds retention, and you're being conscientious about creating new beliefs and new emotions and new patterns and making those new patterns familiar, then it will become your automatic pilot to your advantage, to your service. And the last step in rich is healing. And healing is letting go of your past, forgiving yourself for past mistakes, forgiving yourself for carrying the heavy emotions of guilt, shame, fear, resentment, anger, right? All of these emotions that you're carrying on your body with you, allow yourself permission to let it go. Give yourself permission to heal. Tell yourself it's okay to not feel these emotions anymore. It's okay to let go of the heaviness, of the depression, of the anxiety, okay? And the Ho'oponopono prayer, that Hawaiian prayer, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. That's one step in forgiveness, okay? Allow yourself permission to love yourself unconditionally, without judgment, okay? Beginning to fall in love with you. When you genuinely love yourself, you change how you see yourself and you change how other people experience you. You feel lovable and confident, and you attract and maintain excellent relationships, friendships, and opportunities. And so some of the self-care activities are praising yourself, writing down 5 different ways to praise yourself, doing nice things for yourself, taking time to be still, to pray, okay? Affirming daily you're enough, forgiving yourself. I spoke about the Ho'oponopono prayer. I've got about 2 minutes. Daily self-care rituals are essential to change, are essential to creating a new program. Prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmations, gratitude, movement, music, and CBD. Those are my daily rituals, okay? It is all about mindset. From the moment you wake up to the moment you rest your head at night, everything is up to you. Your emotions, your thoughts, your perceptions, your reactions, every moment. And so I just want to say thank you. I love you. I appreciate all your support. Reach out to me, healthyminds.expert. God bless, take care, and I look forward to providing you with the best information next week. Okay? Take care. Love you. You're worthy. You're enough.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.